Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX. It was 74 years ago next week that Allied forces landed in northern France. The D-Day invasion of June 6, 1944 was a turning point in World War II. The effort and the massive loss of life that occurred that day are remembered each year around the world. This week on Going Places, KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley helps us walk through some of that history, starting where the invasion did, along the windy coast of Normandy.
I'm currently standing about knee-deep in the Atlantic Ocean, and I'm on Omaha Beach, one of the great landing beaches of D-Day on June 6, 1944. In just a bit, I'm heading down the coast to see some of the other landing beaches, Juneau and Sword, and might spend a bit of time also exploring the beach around Oramanche. It's really hard to kind of soak it all in and try to even imagine what took place here between tens of thousands of Allied troops against a very stubborn enemy. So we've moved on to the American Cemetery, which is situated just above Omaha Beach, and I'm sitting here with an excellent guide from the UK, and I'm wondering if you'd introduce yourself.
My name is Alex Wilson.
And how long have you been offering trips to the D-Day beaches?
10 years, something like that.
Alex, I'm just wondering if you could tell me, what is the primary misconception when you're touring specifically with Americans around Normandy?
I'm not sure misconception, but you often find that from films and so on, which are sort of fundamentally not wrong or false, the idea that it's all happening at Omaha Beach and there are other beaches, the breadth, the length of the whole thing. There are three British beaches as well as the two American beaches, and so even on the American side, a tendency to concentrate on Omaha, which is the films and things. But of course, you've got the beach of Utah going up to Cherbourg. Then round an estuary, you get onto an east-west coast, and the second of the American beaches, where we are now, Omaha, the biggest numerically of all of the beaches. And then along cliffs, we get to the British sector. And a change in geography, the cliffs will stop, and you're getting onto the three British beaches, Gold, Juneau and Sword. And just to be clear, Juneau, the middle beach, while they're part of the British command structure and everything, you've got the Canadian contingent landing there, so the Canadian beach, in a sense, within that British sector.
Have you taken quite a few people who have had a very emotional experience here?
Sure. Now, that happens sort of, less and less, perhaps. The veterans, sadly, not tragically, they're elderly gentlemen now, but dying off. But yeah, and as you say, family and so on. Yes, very much so. Bizarrely, my dad landed.
He did? On what beach?
On Gold, and was a commando, so sort of the equivalent of the Rangers, and sort of elite troops, and sort of kind of weird stuff. So I'm very involved with the veterans, yeah.
Wow. So if you were to plan out a day...
I'd probably start convincing them that 2 days would be better and a week even better, because it's a 50-mile coastline, and we forget that. You know, there's a lot of history, and we all tend to forget all of that, but taking back that geographical feel, the width of a beach at low tide, we saw high tide and we saw low tide, 300 yards of sand opening up. We saw the lower landline of the British sector compared to the high ground firing directly down onto the GIs landing at Omaha Beach. We saw the hedgerows compared to the agricultural plain of Caen. These geographical things, I really think, are the main takeout, because you take them home with you next time you're reading a book, watching a film. The whole thing kind of clicks into place that much better. And if you kind of achieve that, then it's sort of game, set and match, really. I think that's, a great day at the beaches.
Great. Well, Alex, it's been a really wonderful education and a fantastic day.
Well, thank you very much indeed. It's been a good day too.
That's KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley speaking with guide Alex Wilson inside the American Cemetery above Omaha Beach in Normandy. You can hear other episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org.